It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Most people agree that a myriad is a lot, but there's less agreement about how to use the word myriad correctly.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Myriad, that's one of mine. And I have a feeling you're going to tell me I'm wrong, because I usually am. I always think you should say we have myriad possibilities, not a myriad of possibilities. Set me straight.
Well, you're not alone. I can tell you that. There are a good number of people out there who share that view, that it should be myriad options, not myriads of options or a myriad of options. Here's the thing, though. Myriad of is older than myriad with the noun. Myriad comes into English in the 16th century. It's borrowed from post-classical Latin, goes back to Greek. Now, here's an interesting etymological fact. The word originally means 10,000. It's actually a specific number. From there, it comes to mean a countless number of things or a lot of things. In the earliest instances we have in English, you have the of, so many myriads of men or myriads of beauties. Around 1609, you also get the singular form, so a myriad of something, a myriad of bubbles. Myriads used with a noun starts to happen in the 18th century. So at that point, you can get something like myriad beauties. At this point, you'll see both constructions used. I did a search of the corpus of contemporary American English, discovered that myriad of slightly outnumbers myriad plus a noun, but both of them are quite healthy.
You know what we like to say a lot?
I don't.
Plethora. Plethora. Everyone loves to drop that word in because it makes us sound so smart. Are we using it incorrectly?
Many people are using it ahistorically, but of course, I'm not going to say that that's incorrectly. Plethora, so another word for a lot of things, when it first comes into the language, that also comes in from Greek through post-classical Latin. It is an overabundance of things. In its earliest meaning, it's an overabundance of the humors or of blood. But from there, it generalizes to a dangerous excess of things, or just an excess, an unwanted excess. Of course, now it's often used to talk about many things, but not negatively. So you can have a plethora of choices, and that's a good thing.
So a lot of these words boil down to numbers. It's numeric. It's counting.
Some of them do, and then they generalize to anything big or a big number. You can see that happen with a word like ton, which, of course, is technically a measurement in the U.S. for about 2,000 pounds, but now people use that in a more generalized sense of, I have a ton of things to do, which of course is not actually a pound measurement of the things I have to do.
And I do have a ton of things to do, so we'll have to take our leave now. Thanks so much, Ann.
Have a good Sunday.
You too.